You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel, for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Stephen Ament, Senior Manager of Digital Operations at El Clasificado, a Hispanic multimedia company dedicated to helping connect advertisers with Hispanic buyers. Mr. Ament, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
My pleasure to be here.
And certainly our pleasure to have you out with us today. So for starters, what are the biggest advantages that you see in advertising towards the Hispanic market?
You know, Eric, they're a very buyer-oriented community, but in many cases, they're also under-marketed. You know, there's a lot that's been made about the expanded buying power of the Hispanic market, which right now is estimated to sit somewhere around $1.7 billion. But we think there's even more reasons to be optimistic about the opportunities that come with reaching Latinos in the United States. You know, the migration numbers have been decreasing in terms of how many Hispanics are coming across. But more than half the population growth in the country is coming from U.S. Hispanics, even though the rate at which they're growing has leveled off. Not to mention, you know, more than half the U.S. Hispanic population is younger than 29. And while much has been made about millennials moving back in with their parents after college, this has been the norm for young Hispanic adults who often stay with their parents until they're ready to have a family of their own. And this just means that they have more of their income that would be disposable as compared to other segments. You know, and we see this buyer mentality just looking at our own proprietary data through elclasificado.com, where we've had months with more than 1 million responses to ads placed on our site. You know, so that's a number that we expect to continue to increase as we make it even easier for businesses to advertise to U.S. Hispanics.
Tell us, what's driving the greatest response to advertising towards Latinos in the U.S.?
From a general standpoint, we found that our audience is interested in getting a good deal on a quality product or service. And because they're such a closely knit culture, they often take word of mouth recommendations very seriously, which is one of the reasons why brands such as Toyota and Honda have had such success with U.S. Hispanics. It's because they're viewed as providing quality vehicles at affordable prices. Now, that's also something that we've noticed in our own tracking, which shows that they combine for 44% of responses that we get to cars for sale ads on our dealership program. You know, that being said, gaining that traction or word of mouth is obviously not easy for a small business or a company that hasn't reached out to the Hispanic community in the past. And what we found, however, is that generally the ads that are placed in Spanish typically work best. Of course, this is somewhat expected to be true, given that, you know, the majority of the content on our site is in Spanish, but studies have shown that the majority of Hispanic consumers, even if they're using English for searching and browsing the internet, are more loyal to companies that are advertising to them in the Spanish language. Of course, that doesn't mean that there isn't a place for English-based advertising within the Hispanic community. As more and more time passes and the second and third and fourth generation of Hispanics continue to become even more prevalent in the U.S. Hispanic community, they also end up becoming more English dominant, often to the point where they may not even speak any Spanish at all. You know, in fact, we have certain job categories that provide hundreds of clicks for a partner of ours that runs only in English. In no small part, this has to do with the fact that even if a user on our site doesn't speak English, they generally have someone in their household that will, and who can translate any of the content that they don't understand. You know, what's important in this case, or what we found, is that the partner, company, or business, as long as they can identify a channel that has a history with and resonates with the Hispanic community, this in turn helps the business, you know, sort of resonate with the culture that they're trying to market towards.
Now, as far as challenges are concerned, what challenges do you see companies struggling with in their Hispanic marketing?
Yeah, I think the most common issue that we see generally just comes back to culture. And oftentimes there's general assumptions made that may or may not be true unless someone's been fully ingrained within local Hispanic communities. One of the main benefits that I've sort of had working with El Clasificado as well as EC Hispanic Media has been that I've been able to see these differences and nuances firsthand as we have employees from Mexico and El Salvador and Argentina. And even our CEO's family actually came from Ecuador. But even beyond just sort of these geographical differences, you know, we have Hispanics who have lived in Los Angeles all their life. But we also have other employees from Miami, Missouri, and other parts of the U.S. And this is important because while mariachi bands are big in Los Angeles, in areas like New York, they're more traditionally rooted in music like salsa, conga, and merengue. Or if you were to go to a restaurant in Los Angeles and order a torta, you'd get a sandwich. But if you were in Miami, depending on where you're at, you'd likely end up getting a cake. You know, this is something that we faced internally as we've tried to build up emerging markets for ElClasificado.com. And we found that being able to gain a better understanding of the local cultures has helped us to grow in markets where the Hispanic population is growing more rapidly than other areas. Right now, we're specifically looking at Omaha, Seattle, and even Salt Lake City as markets that are emerging rapidly. So I think the biggest challenge that we see companies facing is that there's sometimes a disconnect in understanding how they can relate not only to the U.S. Hispanic culture overall, but also within the various regions of the U.S.
Certainly appreciate your information. So far today, we're joined by Mr. Stephen Amint, Senior Manager of Digital Operations at El Clasificado, a Hispanic multimedia company dedicated to helping connect advertisers with Hispanic buyers here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Mr. Amint, how do you suggest companies overcome these struggles that they have within the Hispanic market?
Well, I think the obvious answer would be in hiring. Either in terms of internal employees or an agency like UC Hispanic Media that has an understanding or has been ingrained in many of these cultures in order to better represent your brand. You know, obviously that would be the ideal option, especially if the company has data insights from their own media. But this obviously isn't always the most readily available option. So to better understand the community you're looking to market to, I always recommend using the tools that are already readily available to you. You know, just doing a Google search can often help provide you with new terms or phrases that may be different from the Spanish terms and phrases you're familiar with in your location. This works even better if you're able to spoof the location you're searching from in order to appear as if you're searching in the local area you're trying to target. You know, you can discover also new phrases through Facebook groups centralized around the location or even Instagram hashtags to help you expand your vocabulary and the understanding of the different dialects from different areas across the U.S. From there, you can also use tools like Google Trends, or if you have an AdWords account, the Google Keyword Planner to see how often people are searching for the terms and target the most popular keywords to help improve your SEO and SEM efforts. That being said, you know, since we've already discussed how more Hispanics are using English as their primary language and sometimes even their only language, it's also, I think, important to touch back on the fact that the U.S. Hispanic community is constantly evolving. You know, prior to the iPhone's release, the general consensus was that Hispanics were behind technologically. You know, nowadays, Hispanics seem to be over-indexing on all things digital. They spend more time watching video online. They spend more time on social media. They even spend more time texting, emailing, and taking pictures from their phones than the average American citizen, which is another reason why it's so important to eventually find an agency or hire someone who is or has been ingrained in the community. Because with all the challenges or all the changes that are constantly occurring, they can often provide you with insights that many companies, including your competitors, might not be aware of and which can often give you an advantage in your vertical. As an example, I think back to our Facebook strategy, which we're constantly modifying. In part, this is because marketing a classified site on Facebook isn't the easiest thing in the world to do. But we've also seen the importance of having a presence there, which came from all places. Our CEO discovering that her mom, whose age I won't reveal, had actually signed up for an account and was on there all the time connecting with her family back in Ecuador. Our CEO didn't even know her mom knew what Facebook was. And this became a testament to the rapid adoption of technology for Hispanics and how they are quickly adapting to new media and how companies, including ourselves, need to be as available as possible across all formats.
Some really great information in those regards. Really appreciate your sharing that per your expertise within the market. Now, are there any other channels that you're seeing as working well in reaching U.S. Hispanics?
Oh, for sure. There's so many of them out there. I mean, Instagram, for one, it's still a relatively new channel, but the rates there are still super inexpensive. I remember one campaign that we were working on, the client specifically requested Instagram, and I wasn't sure of how well it would work since we were primarily targeting parents. And in the past, we've generally seen success targeting them with Facebook and Google ads. So we ran the campaign with all three and compared the results. Not only were the CPCs lower on Instagram than the other campaigns, but the cost per conversion was about 33% of what we were seeing on Google ads and Facebook. Of course, that doesn't mean that Google ads don't work. In fact, you know, we actually have a tremendous amount of success with them, and we generally get lower CPCs on our Spanish campaigns than our English campaigns. You know, and this actually works as a tremendous boon for us in meeting and exceeding our clients' expectations. There's some cases where the cost has started to catch up with English campaigns, but that tends to be true for verticals that are extremely competitive, like attorneys, for example. taking a step back, I know that the death of Prince has also been a topic for a number of years, but on average, we actually still have around 7,500 active clients that are still seeing success with their own print products. And that includes large retailers with numerous locations inside our distribution, as well as advertisers that rely on just a simple classified ad to help bring in enough money so they can put food on the table. But even on the free side, there's still directories where you can claim and optimize your business, like Google My Business, to improve the rankings there, or even classified sites like ElClasificado.com to help you appear before Hispanic consumers on the channels they're already using.
Hey, good stuff there. And in conclusion, is there anything else you'd like to share, a closing thought, a takeaway, a tip, anything else along the lines of our conversation today?
Yeah, I think it's also important to note that the evolution of the Hispanic consumer isn't just limited to the media they prefer, but also the ways in which they communicate. One of the things that we found through El Clasificado is that the more ways that a consumer is able to contact a business, the more likely they're able to get a response. And while we used to only allow communication via email and phone calls a little over 2 years ago, we started allowing for advertisers to be contacted by text. And in September, we began a beta that allowed for advertisers and Hispanic shoppers to message each other via WhatsApp. Right now, we're already seeing that advertisers are getting better response from text than email, and we're expecting WhatsApp to have the same effect as we release that in the near future. That doesn't necessarily mean that email's dead. You know, we also run our own internal campaigns, and our timeliest and most relevant ones have actually seen over 90% open rates, and other re-engagement campaigns that we've run have seen 40% open rates. So where the importance comes here is that for our advertisers who are more open to communicating across each platform, where our users are, they're generally seeing increased responses when compared to their competitors.
Mr. Ament, before you go, and the big question is, where can listeners get all the details on El Clasificado online and also be in contact accordingly?
Well, you can contact us through our website, or you can find more information through our website at ElClasificado.com. Our umbrella corporation is ECHispanicMedia.com, which provides you with any sort of information regarding our print, our events, our digital products that we offer there. And obviously there's forms that are there that you can fill out if you'd like to get in touch with us.
And of course, we'll share links within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Mr. Ament, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Eric.
And you're most welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Stephen Ament, the Senior Manager of Digital Operations at El Clasificado, a Hispanic multimedia company dedicated to helping connect advertisers with Hispanic buyers. And once again, the website of reference and for contact, it's ElClasificado.com. This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at enterprisepodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.